Thank you for joining the podcast, Conversations with My Soul, A Psycho-Spiritual Journey. This is your host, Adela, bringing you reflections from my journey to inner peace. It is through these reflections that I learn to deconstruct my ego and free myself from addiction to thought patterns and discover the divine in me. Please note, I do not bind Jesus or God to a single doctrine, as divinity is spirit-filled and non-divisive in nature. This is episode number one, The Many Layers of Egoic Mind. Each episode starts with poetic reflections, followed by a guided meditation. May these reflections open your heart to love and to light. The many layers of the egoic mind. From sunrise to sunset, my egoic mind takes on so many forms. As soon as the first rays of sunlight stir my mind and body, the positioning commences to keep me enraptured with thought form, wrapping itself around me, bundling all thoughts, emotions, feelings, and actions into a cozy blanket, like a newborn swaddled in comfort. During the day, it clothes me with layers of thought, scattering my energy into these unnecessary layers. Layer of guilt, to bathe in self-destructive behavior. Layer of shame, to blame self and another. Layer of judgment, to create separation. Layer of superiority, so I can pretend I am still in control and I do not hurt. Layer of inferiority, so I play small. A layer of label to isolate self and others. Layer of fear to paralyze self. Layer of anxiety to prevent me from exploring new possibilities and realities. Layer of hate to misdirect lack of control of my emotional self. When these layers become a home, they slowly seep into me and distance me from being, creating a false self. This is the work of the egoic mind, constantly jockeying for position, contaminating my being, spreading and contaminating other beings and environments with fear, anger, judgment, and endless limitations. Uninterrupted, it becomes a weapon against oneself and against another. when I wrote this poem. I had written it once I understood that the ego had played a significant part in my life of creating negative energy that left me feeling powerless, feeling helpless, and frustrated. With meditation, with research, with silence, with mindfulness, with contemplation, little by little, I distance myself from the stories the egoic mind creates from unnecessary thinking. It is a practice, once embraced, leads to a path of freedom from thought pattern that comes from the false self and thought patterns that come from others. You learn to become the warrior for your own inner peace and the warrior for your self-worth and love in this lifetime. We will now go into a guided meditation. Find a comfortable place to sit. Once seated comfortably, take a deep breath with me and bring your awareness to the present moment, right here, right now. You are one with your spirit. Observe the different layers, the egoic mind brings to your attention. Layer of guilt of a past you no longer control. Layer of shame when the conditions of the shameful event are now different. Layer of judgment as there is no prize to be won by judging yourself. Layer of superiority and inferiority. Your spirit does not have a hierarchy. Where spirit and divinity are concerned, there are no levels. Distance yourself from the layer of label and categorizing yourself. The ego labels. so it can pretend to control. Spirit does not label. Spirit is the I am. Distance yourself from the layer of hate and invite love. Love is your truth. The divine sees you, knows you, and loves you. The divine does not judge. The divine invites us into presence with breath. Take a deep breath and come on back. Thank you for tuning in. Join me next week for another episode of Conversations with My Soul. Remember, you are a creation of God, gracious, omnipresent divinity who births and unites all creation. May divine grace bring you the healing gifts of peace, forgiveness, and infinite love.